You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about crashing fast food, testing your dipstick on some love products, benefits of a hot cup of yellow gold, and how Casper may not be the ghost you're looking for.
All that and more on episode 119 of the Roman Podcast.
Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman Laveau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast.
Yes, it is I.
Happy Canada Day yesterday.
Yeah, yes, happy belated Canada Day to you as well. This is Monday. We're recording on a Monday morning, which is odd. But because our Canada Day, which is July 1st, landed on a Sunday, we get the following Monday off. So here we are.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you know, hashtag Canada Day was trending on Twitter. We had a lot of Americans sending us well wishes and mostly a lot of apologies.
Yes. Which is weird.
Which is really weird. It's kind of turned the tables on us.
Yeah, we apologize. That's quite strange.
Yeah, and some of the tweets are pretty funny. They're like, you know, we understand things are going well up in the attic, but we apologize for the basement that's on fire.
Yes.
And some of those were pretty funny. So. Yeah. It was great. Much thanks to all our American friends and people around the world who sent us love.
Yes. Also, this episode is dropping on Wednesday, which is American Independence Day, July 4th. Well, okay, for the Canadians and for everybody and Canadians in the UK and everybody else in the Commonwealth, that's, we call it Treason Day. But either way, that's not. We're joking. Yeah. We're joking. God, please.
Hey, that's the English guy who call it treason. Me there, I call it, hey, we help you, America, and there you go, eh?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, the Independence Day. So to all American friends that are listening, happy Independence Day.
Yes, absolutely. Happy Independence Day.
Yeah, and it's strange because it's coincidental that our like Canada's birthday and Independence Day land within 3 days of each other. It's just one of those things, right? So it doesn't have anything to do. One doesn't have anything to do with the other. But I find it odd because, you know, when America, they had real gripes back, I mean, when they seceded from the British Empire. And they're like, because they had, they had taxation without representation. You know what I mean? Like, so they were like, they had an
overruling. Now they're down to just one state like that. And it's called Washington, D.C.
Right. So
Maryland, actually.
Yeah. So they decided, okay, we're gonna leave, you mean, England. We're gonna go on our own, this and that. But with ours was just very gradual. Ours was like we started our own parliament, like, you mean, in 1867, and we had this and that, and our country grew, and the same thing as the States. It was very organic. But then one day we're just like, we're gonna leave, okay.
Well, it's basically how it is. It's the States were formed by a rebellion.
Yes.
Right. So you have a lot of, you still have that attitude now where it's like, don't tread on me. I'm an American.
Yep.
You know, like, and I'll fight you and I'll shoot you and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, because they literally fought for their independence.
Exactly. Yep. So unlike that, our independence came about like by negotiation.
Yeah. We just
so everything in this country was by negotiation.
Yeah.
So instead of being like, my name's Joe. I'm from Milton, and we'd like to make our own country. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was very polite, and that's why, you know, we're still part of the Commonwealth. We have, you know, the Queen is on our money and whatnot, and it's just
Meghan Markle, right? That's
Meghan Markle. On our money no, she's not on our money yet.
Oh, are you sure? I saw some her face on some money, so
well, yeah, she's very attractive. I would complain. I'm not. The Queen is getting up there.
Yeah, that's why, and we could call it like, well, if she was on there, you know, we wouldn't be calling them Megans. We'd be calling them Markles, and then we'd shorten it to Marks. And yeah. What's wrong with having like 100 Marks?
Yes, exactly. What could possibly go wrong? Well played, sir.
Yeah.
So, anyway, again, all joking aside, to our American friends, happy Independence Day and enjoy your holiday. And we live about an hour from the border, so we'll see the fireworks.
I might drive down to Niagara Falls and just watch it from the Canadian side. And
Of course, we're not going over. No,
no. That place is a dumpster fire. Are you kidding me?
No. We're joking. Actually, I maybe after such a joke, I shouldn't mention. I'll be in San Diego in a few weeks, so I look forward to seeing our American friends.
I was gonna say, yeah, enjoy yourself. So, a lot of beer, a lot of drink, barbecue, fireworks. Right. You know, blow some shit up. And I believe it was, I don't know if it was Simpsons or whatever, but they said, you know, enjoy celebrating the birth of your country by blowing up a small piece of it.
Yes. But we do the same thing. Last night, even, we had, what did we have? Canada Day. And, of course, we have to wait till the sun goes down so you can actually see the fireworks. But now it's July 1st. Sun doesn't go down until, like, 9:30 at night. So there I am lying on my couch at 10 p.m. And it's like, what the? Fuck. And we're not used to loud banging, like gunshot noises, were we?
Yeah, and for us here where I live,
yes,
it's more of a new Canadian place. It's where you'll have a lot of immigrants.
Right.
And they don't tend to follow the rules.
No.
So like at 1:30 in the morning, bang, bang, pow, 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 bang, 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 pow. And you're like, no, dude, 11 o'clock's the cutoff. You don't, you're not allowed. And then they're in a public park.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And you see three guys in a park. You're like, what are you idiots doing?
Yeah.
You know, happy Canada Day. Like, I appreciate you enjoy it. But
that's just it. Because they're new here.
You gotta work in a fucking morning.
Yeah, I know. You gotta work. But because they're new here and they appreciate being Canadian, because like sometimes you and I can take it for granted because it's all we've ever known. But when,
oh, no, get me wrong. They can absolutely set off fireworks, but set them off at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Yeah, at 1:30 in the morning, you're being a dick.
Yeah, exactly. We enjoy your enthusiasm, but please be polite with your enthusiasm. If you're going to go Canadian, go all the way Canadian.
That's right. But it's good. I mean, a lot of, it seems like we got to love this time around. Last year was more about, different political reasons.
Yep.
So. Yep. This time it was good. I think everybody enjoyed themselves.
It's a good time, and it's an excuse for a long weekend. So to everybody in America and everybody in Canada, I hope you enjoyed your Independence Day and birthday and all that other good stuff. And it's a great time of year, but it's hot as fucking balls. Not that we're complaining. Our winter lasted like 11 months, and I know again. There are listeners going, yeah, but you're Canadian. Of course it lasts 11 months. Yes, but no, it usually lasts 10. So we bitch about that extra month.
Nobody's going to believe you. You know this, right? They're going to be like, really? It's 10 months out there? No, it's not 10 months.
No, I'm joking. And clearly. But I got up this morning. Obviously, we started recording at 10 a.m. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to mow the lawn. And again, like as far as noises go, what's too early to mow the lawn?
Like I believe I've had neighbors start at 7, but normally I think it's 8 o'clock is respectful.
Because it's a holiday Monday, I started at 8:30, but I got one of those newfangled electric lawnmowers where I literally just plug in a recharge lithium battery and away I go. So it's a little bit more quieter than.
Yeah, the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to get out there. But of course, I couldn't do it. Like, if I waited till after we're done the show and I did it like 1 in the afternoon, like, not a chance. Like, I got a small yard, but at the same time, holy fuck, it's hot.
So I'll give the temperatures so basically it hit around 35 at one point.
Degrees Celsius.
It's Celsius, right?
Because, again, the American friends were going, whoa.
No, I'm gonna translate. And then I think it hit around, with humidity, it was around 42.
Okay.
Right? So for American friends, that's about 93, almost 94 degrees, and almost 108 with humidity.
Yes.
So, you know, the Arizona desert is like, oh, it's 110 degrees, but they don't have that stifling humidity.
It's a dry.
When you walk outside, it's a dry. When you walk out here, it's like breathing soup.
Yes, it is.
It is so humid, it's crushing. Yes. Like, I walked outside, and I was like, what the hell's going on? Because I was working all weekend, right, in the AC. And so I didn't have to be tortured by this most of the time. But I went out after my shift because I wanted to get out there. Wow.
Well, that's
that was at like 8, 8, 9 o'clock at night, and it was still stifling. I couldn't imagine what it was like during the day.
Well, yeah, that's like I'm walking around the house in like shorts and a tank top and just, you mean, being regular old dad. And then I'll go downstairs and I was watching some of the World Cup yesterday. And I'm like, ooh, I'm getting a little chilly because I'm downstairs in the basement and the thermometer for the AC is upstairs. So if the upstairs is maintaining a certain temperature, the AC blows and it just keeps the basement even cooler.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I know. I live in my basement portion, yeah. And you know, upstairs is a good temperature, but down here, man, I'd put a shirt on.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Thankfully.
But it's nice to have that kind of weather. I mean, yeah, it's scorching hot, but God, I'll take that over freezing winter any day. Because at least, I mean, both of them, you have problems getting out, but at least this one you can get out a little more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just that's the fun of being Canadian. You never know what the weather's going to be like.
Yep, exactly. We usually there's a few months out of the year where we go to work with the heat on in the car, and we come home with the AC on.
Yeah, that's true. What is this, Russia? Did we lose a war or something?
So, other than that, our good friend Fareed, he was on the show just about a month ago.
Yes, Danny.
Yes, I was watching the World Cup, and I have something else to rant about that in a little bit. But so I'm sitting there, I'm laying on my couch. I think I'm watching, what was I watching? Russia and Spain. Anyway, the first round knockout.
Steroids versus non-steroids.
Yes, exactly. So, but because it's the World Cup, they don't air commercials during gameplay. So you have like 45 minutes plus each half. And then they load up the commercials at the beginning and at halftime and at the end. And right. And Fareed's on a commercial for a corporation here in Canada, and I saw his face probably more times than he did yesterday.
Yeah, he's in Montreal right now. He's yes. Enjoying him and his girlfriend out in Montreal, enjoying themselves. So yeah, he shows up at all kinds of commercials. Like I said, he's they won, right? He created the film.
Yep.
He wrote a short film, created it, put it all together, put it out there, and then when he submitted it for the Canadian Comedy Award, yep, they won.
Yeah,
so he's a talented dude.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. But when you're, because you know, I obviously more people than I do, but I know quite a few people, and I'll see them on a commercial. I'm like, oh, cool. And then it's like 5 minutes later, oh, there's that commercial again. Oh, hey, honey, see that guy? He was on the podcast. 5 minutes later, oh, there he is. 5 minutes later, yeah, he's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it. You're on TV. We get it. We know.
Yeah, just imagine, to the people I know when I watch TV.
Yes.
Right? I got to skip commercials. I know everybody. It's it's so strange. You know, I'm like, oh, hey, she's in this commercial. She's in this commercial.
I think it was last World Cup, I got a buddy of mine that was in a McDonald's commercial, and we had something to do where you peel the label on one, it had these little tabs like the Monopoly tabs, and you peel them off, and he's on the commercial, a big England fan, and it's like he doesn't even watch the sport, and I don't believe he's English either, but it's just, you know, it's like, that is really good acting. I know he gives no shits or any fucks about McDonald's or that country or soccer. Like, this is
that's the way it works, man. Yeah, you cast for the role, not for your beliefs. So
yeah. So, other than that, while we're on the top of the World Cup, you know, I am Canadian. You are Canadian as well.
Indeed.
There's a lot of people, especially in Southern Ontario, that the flags come out. And if you're from a country, awesome. Like, it's okay to support. But there's people that are like, I talk to some guys and they're like, oh, hey, I see you're an Italy fan. Well, of course, Italy's not in it this time around, but just using it as a neutral country, right? Yeah, man, I'm an Italy fan. Oh, so you're from there? No. Your parents? No. My grandparents are from there. Oh, so you must have summered. You went there in the summertime or you've been. No, no. So you've never been? No. And you have a flag on your car? Yeah. All right. Very well then. I'm like, oh, so have you ever flown somewhere and then your plane had to make an emergency landing in Italy, and you were there for 10 minutes, and you thought it was yours? No, no, okay, I get it.
No, but it's like that, like anything else. Like when I was cheering for San Diego Chargers, I had never been to San Diego. Mm-hmm. Most people are confused when I tell them I was a San Diego fan.
Yes.
They're like, are you ever there? No. You know, you pick a team. Like, if I have picked a team when it comes to FIFA, I pick France.
Well, yeah, of course. But for us, it's
I mean, you pick England just because those are our, that's our background.
Well,
right?
That's just it. But I guess I'm confused because my mom's right off the boat from England. And do I cheer for England? No. Do I know a lot of English people? Of course. Would I like to see England win for them? Sure. Why not? But it doesn't. I'm not tattooing shit.
I live in a older Portuguese neighborhood, right?
Right.
And the one thing about the Portuguese is you don't have to ask if they're Portuguese. They'll let you know.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Oh, same thing where I am. I didn't realize because Portugal won the Euro, and that was 2 years ago. So they won, and I just moved to Cambridge, Ontario, where I am now. And I'm like, and all of a sudden, I'm like, it's like you hear all this noise and ruckus, and I lift my head. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? The town blew up. It's like, apparently, there's Portuguese everywhere here. And again, like you said, they'll let you know.
Yeah, Uruguay played Portugal, and Uruguay won. So then one of the guys on Facebook made a joke, said, you hear that large thump noise? That was everybody from Portugal jumping on the Brazilian bandwagon.
Yes, like, exactly.
So it's just like hockey. Everybody picks their sides. Oh. I'm like, I'm cheering for France. If they win or lose, oh, that's all fine and everything.
Yep.
But it's funny, too, because this country was formed by English and French and natives, right?
Yes.
And when it comes to the World Cup, England and France are in it. You can find English flags everywhere here. The corner of every mall, there's a dude in a van selling a shitload of flags. What you cannot find, or is really difficult, but really out of the dozens and dozens of flag sellers I've seen, nothing from France.
Yeah, exactly.
And every 4 years, it's the same thing. I'm like, this fucking country was formed by France.
Well, yeah, but
you think it'd be a little bit easier to get a goddamn France flag? I want a flag to annoy you. Right? Oh, that's why when I go to the gym and I post I'm at the gym, I do that just for you. I know you hate that shit.
Well, and that's just annoying as fuck. It's like, you went to the gym. Yeah, you're supposed to. Fuck off.
I post every day, every time I'm at the gym, just to fuck with, because I know Rob's looking at this shit.
Yeah. There he is. Oh, I get it. Yeah, you're at the gym. Wow. Yeah. Light daily exercise and eating responsibly. Wow, you did that. What else did you do today? Exercise. Not go to jail? Oh, good for you. Oh, you didn't speed in your car? Oh, well, fuck. Fantastic. You took care of your kids. Like, I know that's a bit from something else, but...
nothing I do is light daily exercise when I'm in the gym. Mm-hmm. Just all having a walk.
Yes.
My battle with gravity.
So all that aside, I hope everybody's enjoying their long weekend in Independence in Canada Day and the World Cup and the summertime. So we got heat, sports... You know, holidays, fantastic.
It's all good, man.
It is all good. So, you know,
on that note, we do have a Tasty Nude campaign. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about our Tasty Nudes later. So, you want to jump into some headlines?
Sure, man. Let's see here. Some stuff is funny. Some stuff is interesting. All right. How about this? Burrito eating driver crashes in Oregon. Deputies say snack is the only casualty.
Oh, no. Go on. Wait, is it Oregon? Do they have legal weed laws yet?
I believe they do.
Yeah, Portland. Yeah, maybe. Okay, go on.
When you get your munchies, people, you do that in a stationary position.
That's right, yes.
Right? So basically, they've been warning people just not to, you know, don't use your cell phone when you drive. Well, you know, like don't mess with the radio when you drive. Now they have to tell people, look, dude, don't eat while you drive.
Right.
Right, because people get distracted, especially when you have to pour your sour cream and your hot sauce.
Yes,
you know, and then you got to go to like the burrito bar that you've set up in your back seat.
Yep,
that could cause a crash.
Tactically, sure, why not?
But when you got to go to the back seat to get more cheddar,
yes, you're steering with your foot. I think that's why they came out. I know here in Ontario. They came out with the, instead of just calling it, you can't talk on your phone and drive. Okay, well, then I'll text. No, you can't text when you drive. Okay, well, then I'll just use sign language. You can't, they just said, okay, no, distracted driving. They just put everything under that one umbrella. That way, if you're on your phone, texting, eating, jerking off, whatever the fuck you're doing, if it's not paying attention to the road, they have an actual legal leg to stand on.
Look, don't eat. Don't play with your cell phone. Don't fuck around. I mean, jerking off is fine. I mean, I don't know why you threw that in.
But the problem is when you climax, I know men, like, I know when you go to point your toes, you're gonna finish and you're gonna get a speeding ticket because you'll be doing like 150.
Yeah, your toes are gonna curl and you hit that accelerator.
Exactly. It's not smart. You'll be caught on radar.
You want to explain to me why you're speeding? Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a red light camera picture.
Can you lower your window? And you're like, your window's just full of splooge. No, sir. I'd rather not.
I'd rather not.
It's gonna smear. Can you come to the other side? No, sir.
No, no, sir.
You know what? Just fuck off. Just fuck off. I don't need this today.
Yeah, exactly. No, thank you. Okay, so back to your headline. A burrito truck crashed or something?
Yeah, well, so he crashed in a ditch off kind of like a ravine.
Right.
And they said that he was okay, but they said that there was burrito shrapnel everywhere.
Oh,
and
it was
pretty horrifying, yeah. You know? Let's take a moment to grieve the burrito.
Grieve the burrito. Oh, I think there was a podcaster that said, enjoy your burrito at the end of his show. Oh, wait. Nah, that's grieve the burrito, everybody.
I'm grieving that man. Never mind.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
He'll be back.
We're not here. Anyway, back to burritos. So, okay, so this guy, this just a, we had a similar accident on the 401 on one of our major highway. Actually, it's the highway that connects you and I. there was a big yogurt crash, remember?
Yeah. I know. I read that, and I was going to talk about that. But it's just, that giant yogurt crash. There's all kinds of stuff that ended up on the streets. And the last week, I think I saw 6 stories of transport trucks crashing and then some item on the street.
Well, yeah, because they're carrying something.
Right. Well, I mean, in Toronto, sometimes it's livestock. So
there's
nothing funnier than having to see the Ontario Provincial Police run after cows.
Yeah.
On a highway.
Bacon for everybody.
So when they say enjoy your burrito, that also means take care of your burrito.
Take care of your burrito. Drive carefully when transporting said burrito. All right. You got another headline for us?
Yeah, and don't set up the burrito bar in the back seat. Put it on the side seat.
That's right. That's what the center console's for.
That's what the console's for, man. Those 2 cups, one is for cheese and one is for salsa.
Yeah, exactly. You can actually, they got those temporary, nowadays, the cup holder, usually you can take it out and wash it, right? So that way if your coffee overspills, just take that little cup holder out, fill it with salsa. There you go. You don't even need a separate container, just right there in your cup holder. All right, next headline.
Okay, well, quote unquote, try before you buy. Sex doll shop fined £10,000 over lack of license.
All right, so try before you buy. I guess, you know, a sex shop, you're going to go in and buy something. You don't want to.
Well, it's like when you're going to get married, you date a couple different girls, right? And you figure out, you know, where you want to park your car.
A couple, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if the garage is too big.
Well, yeah, for your car. Yeah.
Yeah, for your car.
My car. Okay. Okay.
So you're looking for compatibility. So, of course, you want to try some sex dolls out. Because imagine, like, you know, you buy a sex doll and then you have sex with it and you realize afterwards she has an attitude.
Well, of course. Or you don't get along with her.
Right.
I mean, your personalities. You mean your yin and yang. You mean she's a Republican, you're a Democrat. Like, who knows?
You just go over at her, she has her mouth open like an O. You're like, shut your dirty mouth.
You filthy, filthy sex doll. And you're not lying calling her a filthy sex doll if you bought the floor model.
It's a plastic sex trade worker. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So go on. What's the headline? What's the story?
Okay. So a sex doll company offering customers the opportunity to try before you buy has been fined $10,000 over the lack of license. Love Doll UK, based in Gateshead, hit headlines early this year. After running a unique try before you buy service, the controversial business offers clients the opportunity to pay £100 to spend time with a plastic partner before deciding whether or not to spend £2,000 to buy one.
Wow.
But after the news of the unusual business appeared in the media, the owner was visited by officers from the Gateshead Council and the Magistrate Court last week. So the company was convicted of knowingly using their premises as a sex establishment without obtaining a license and fined £10,000 with £600 in costs, meaning they had to pay for the court's time. Yeah, so basically they're saying, like, you know, this try before you buy thing, well, that actually turns you, like, into a sex shop, into a brothel.
Yeah, I guess it would, because they have, I don't know, you must have heard, and anybody that listens to podcasts heard of Casper Mattress. They're on a lot of different podcasts where you try it for 100 days and you can set it back and get your money back. Yeah. If you don't like it, this and that. We're not personally sponsored by them, but that's a thing now online, because people are like, the big thing about buying something online is you don't get to see it or try it or even look at it before it gets, before you bring it home. Normally you go to a store, you can see a mattress, you can lay on it, you can check it out, you can push it, you can, you know, I wouldn't fuck in the store on the mattress, but at least you can, you mean, see it, feel it, you mean, lay on it. But
that's because you have no sense of adventure.
That's right, yes. I always need a lot of lube. That's why I don't. Like, it just makes a mess, really. So
I'll tell your boyfriend to use a little less lube then.
I will. But you understand what I'm saying. So a lot of these, now these online companies, they have to offer this, like, send it back within so many days or this and that, because it's part of the taking the fear out of buying online.
Yeah, and it's a mattress. So I don't know if you've ever seen these things. They show up, they weigh a ton, but they're very small in a box.
Yep.
And it's because they've sucked the air out of them and they shrink wrap them.
Yep.
And then once you unwrap them, they expand by, like, I don't know, 5,000,000,000%.
Yes. There's no way of getting it back in the box.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to return this. Sure. You have to put it back in the original packaging and the original box. We'll take it back.
So these sex dolls, do they blow up like they would, like, an emergency raft? You mean when you're drowning,
no.
You just pull the ripcord and they.
Like, no, these are the silicone ones. It's not these are sex dolls. They're not emergency fuck dolls.
They're not emergency sex dolls. that's more of the fleshlight. That's just when you're in a pinch and you have to.
In case of emergency, pull cord.
Yes, exactly. Emergency sex doll.
Oh, thank God you're here. I've had an erection all day.
All day. And the internet has completely desensitized me and ruined my imagination. I cannot finish this on my own. So please.
And you're going to have to slap me and you know, make me wear high heels. And, you know, it's the internet. It did this to me.
I'm not, I guess I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, you pop it open. Woof, oh, my God. Thank God you're here. I've had a boner all day. Oh, you want me to take care of that for you? No, I'm 45 years old. Are you kidding? I'm bragging.
Yeah.
I need to tell everybody. I'm about to call my priest.
Okay, back to the headline. There's a company that was selling this. So basically, because they were offering, it's almost like offering a service now. I mean, it's like, hey, you can buy this, get you off, and send it back.
Yeah, and you got to wonder, like, but the thing is, Rob, think about it. Like, okay, I go test out a sex doll, right?
Of course, yeah. Right. As you would.
And I fill her with the baby batter.
Yes, yes, yeah.
All right, and I decide I don't want to buy her.
Right.
Right? Then you walk in the store and you decide, hey, I'm going to try that sex doll.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, yes, of course. I've done the math. That's why the whole floor model joke.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, they're like, oh, 70% of guys aren't bothered that the dolls have been used before.
What?
And it says the other 30% would never touch it. I remember we were talking about this with the other sex doll company where you have to use, like, a high pressure hose.
Yes.
Like a pressure washer.
Yes, yes.
just to clean them out even then.
And does it work like, does it work like buying tires? Like, does the tread go down? You know what I mean? Is it like when you, oh,
this model's been worked in.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It has.
Look at the tread. There's not a lot of left there. I don't know.
Sorry, we just had a college basketball team come by here. Oh, okay. Well,
yes, okay. My Harley Arfropaw. Yes, please. Okay, well, again, I got nothing against. Hey, if that's your thing and you're wanna, you know, I mean, like we said, whatever you do on the weekend, as long as if it's with somebody else, they have to be an adult and consenting and nobody's getting hurt or, you know, whatever, like that's cool in the gang. So, but to the companies out there, please try to be a little bit more like, come on.
Yep, yeah. Come on. So what we're saying is it's okay for you to go fuck a bunch of rubber.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And do that on your weekend, but do not make a burrito in your car.
That's right. That's you see where we draw the line there.
Priorities, man.
Priorities. Okay, you got another headline for us?
Yeah, let me have a look here. That one. Oh, okay, yeah, that's a strange one. Okay, I like this one. This one made me laugh. You know, I'll finish with that one. Let me go back to the other one. So, Woman claims drinking her dog's urine helped her cure acne.
Ooh, go on.
A woman says the key to achieving her natural glow is to chug a cup of fresh dog urine. So it's an American who says that she says that the yellow stuff clear up her acne. It claims it can cure cancer, and you know, and there's an actual video of her taking a fresh cup of dog piss as the dog's pissing in it, and then, you know, hesitating for a moment, and then chugging away.
Right.
So she says it cures all kinds of stuff, and that it also has a lot of vitamin A, vitamin E, and it has 10 grams of calcium, also proven to help cure cancer. The ancient Greeks and Romans were known to practice urine therapy, but unfortunately for her, the cups full of urine have absolutely no health benefits.
Well, of course not.
It's a common belief that urine is sterile, which it normally is if you don't have a problem with your renal tract. And it says, like, once it leaves the body, though, it's contaminated with bacteria. So this girl's like, I've got the perfect thing. You know, urine. Like, look how it makes my skin glow. Hang on, wait. No. Okay, no, I'm dead now.
Yeah, no, it's that's why it's waste. It's human and animal waste. It's been used for all the nutrition out of it and anything good out of it. That's, you don't fucking drink piss. Like,
plus, can you imagine, like, the fucking double filtered urine piss that you're pissing? That's, man, you gotta be fucking barfing when you take a piss.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, oh, good jeez.
Why is it fluorescent green? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, that's double filtered piss. Oh, okay, great.
Yes.
Why am I dizzy? That's how you know it's working.
Come on. Oh, yeah, so a lady, there's no way. Like, it just, no. Like,
You know what? And they're saying that at one point it looks like she might have been, there might be like a sleight of hand.
Yes, obviously.
So she's putting out the video out there, and of course, the problem is that some people are going to believe it. There's always a small population that don't listen to reason, and then all of a sudden things go to hell. Yes. I'm not making any Happy Independence Day. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. No. Again, like, there's no, like, no. This is just beyond stupid. Like, it obviously didn't clear up her skin. If any, you know, what the fuck? Like, no.
Maybe when she went back home and told somebody, "Hey, I've been drinking dog piss," they just slapped the shit out of her.
Yeah, just
and acne flew off her face.
Maybe, possibly. So, yeah, no, this lady's disgusting. Obviously, this is a completely falsified.
Hi, honey, I'm home. Oh my God, what's on your breath?
this wasn't done with a double blind study. This is no. This is. All right, okay. Final story. What do you got? Is it better than a dog piss?
It is.
Okay.
Man trying to catch ghosts instead catches girlfriend cheating.
Was it like a nanny cam or something?
No, it was. Yeah, it was like that. So the a father who rigged up a video camera in his kitchen to capture ghosts he thought were haunting his house accidentally caught his girlfriend making love to his teenage son instead.
What? What the fuck?
Oh, it gets weirder.
Oh, please go on then.
Convinced his home had been overrun by supernatural spirits, the man from Tasmania, Australia, set up the camcorder in his kitchen. All right, we're going to catch that ghost now. He's going to be in here somewhere. I hear him moaning all the time.
Yeah, I hear the lots of moans in there.
Oh, it's a ghost. I know it's a ghost. Oh, even more. Meanwhile, the wife's, like I said, the wife's boning the son, and she's moaning through the house. He thinks it's a ghost. That's fucking amazing to me. Yeah, so they were, okay, so watch his partner of 11 years enter the room and begin canoodling with his 16-year-old son, right?
Right.
The 28-year-old woman, which means that they were together when she was 17. She was around for when the kid was, what, he's 60, so since the kid was 5 years old, she watched that kid grow up.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and then he hit 16 years old, and she's like, well, he's bangable now, I guess.
I guess. It's just fucking horrible. You don't even, like, it's... This step fetish is fucking awful. Obviously, these people haven't been from a family with step parents or step. It's just fucking gross. It's just.
He's just looking at her going, like, you can't have sex with somebody that young. Dude, you were fucking me at 17. That's different.
That's different. Yeah, there's a whole lot of fucked up here. Yeah. So, okay, so he heard moaning in the house, we can assume. And sets up a nanny cam.
Yeah, and then he's like, all right, here comes the ghost coming in now. Yeah. Oh, no, that's my gift friend. What'd she do with my son? Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
And then, that's my ghost.
I guess I found the ghost. And I guess all that stuff all over the kitchen was an ectoplasm. Wow.
You know, but at 16 years old, man, you finish real fast, but man, you're hard for days.
Oh, wait, yeah, the big complaint about men finishing fast is like, that's it, show's over. Well, not when you're 16. It's like, don't matter.
Yeah, you got a quick recovery time.
Yes, exactly. Days. Don't matter. Yeah. Go ahead. Come all you want. It just...
So anyway, she was indicted, or at least she pleaded guilty in Australia Supreme Court to 5 counts of sex with a minor, claiming she hadn't realized 16-year-old was below the age of consent.
Yes, because she really? Was 16 herself, fucking her. I have no problem with the morality of this, but you mean legally? Come on, I'm a law-abiding citizen. Let's go. Again, that drum we bang, make sure if it's with somebody else, they're of consenting age. Come on, people. This is not fucking cool. And yeah, please, don't fuck your stepson. Like, just the fuck.
That drum. Make sure the drum you bang is in a 16-year-old's boy.
Yes, and not previously banged by your father.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm going to take care of a quick little bit of housekeeping before we take off. Remember, you can get the show on Twitter at Roman Pod and Cast, and also Instagram. You can find this under the same name, Roman Pod and Cast. You can find everything that Roman's on under Roman Citizens. That's under Snapchat and Twitter and Grindr, Tinder. Something else. I guess because of your show celebrity, you set up a different pseudonym for an alias, if you will. Anyway, we're going to move on from that. You can find myself at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on the Instagrams. Don't forget, you can find our show at RomanPodcast.com or RomanPodcast.ca. You can find the networks are on the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangible Network, and don't forget, we now have a sponsorship by Emotionally 14. So go see our good friend and UK correspondent Rob Wade at Emotionally14.com, and that's 14 with the number, don't have to spell it out. Also, our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you want to send Roman, send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. He'll happily peruse your tasty nudes. But I'm a happily married man, so if you have any tasteful nudes, I'll happily peruse those. You can send them same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. And last but not least, do not forget about a review reach around. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach around.
That's a 5-star make your own damn burrito reach around.
That's right. So until next time, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangentbound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.